The great trek across the Danube began before dawn. Behind the Buda Hills, the sun nudged higher, sending a faint tint of pink across the horizon. The icy black waters shimmered in the misty light and the damp air was still freezing. The city had never seen such a procession, moving with such slow, steady determination, some walking, some in horse-drawn carriages, all making their way across the chain bridge towards the Matthias Church, high in the Buda Castle. It was the 30th of December 1960. Charles I, the newly appointed Emperor of Austria, was to be crowned again as King Charles IV of Hungary. Budapest was alive with anticipation. For once, in the midst of war, there would be a celebration. Cyril Brown, the correspondent for the New York Times, planned to report on the lavish ceremony, if he could ever get across the river and up into the castle. In normal times, the journey from his room at the Astoria Hotel in downtown Pest would take around half an hour. That day, it took 3 hours. But the spectacle, when Brown eventually arrived, was extraordinary. Now followed reel on reel and tableau on tableau, each one worth the price of admission of first night show. He rhapsodized. The Hussars, the famed Hungarian cavalry, came first, their perfectly groomed horses trotting along the cobbles, followed by the mayor and magistrates of Budapest, and heralds in red costumes, blaring fanfares on trumpets from which hung bright banners. The royal bodyguards wore cream-coloured capes and silver helmets with white kingfisher feathers, each carrying a pike with a blade like a scythe. Then came a trio of gilded Rococo carriages, bringing the highest-ranked ladies of the court, escorted by outriders in long black cloaks. Last of all was the royal carriage, containing Charles, Queen Zita, and their young son, Crown Prince Otto. The spectators were bedecked in gold and jewels, velvet and costly furs, while the pillars of the cathedral were draped with purple velvet bordered with gold. The cannons sounded at 9 a.m, followed by the crash of organ chords and the fanfares of trumpets and the exotic beatings of kettledrums. The dramatic climax of the ceremony unfolded on nearby St. Georg Square. The newly crowned king rode up a ramp on his horse and cut the air in 4 directions with his sword to show that he would defend Hungary from attacks from anywhere. This was the signal to the waiting multitudes without the church. Batteries were fired, rifle salvos from waiting Honveds echoed, and the waiting crowds cheered, wrote Brown. The king stood while the archbishop and Count István Tisza, the Prime Minister, set the sacred crown on his head. The crowd erupted, shouting, "Eljen! Eljen! Long live!" cheer after cheer resounding for long minutes. King Charles IV of Hungary now ruled over a nation whose lands reached east into present-day Ukraine and Romania, north into Slovakia, south into Serbia and Croatia, and west to the Adriatic. Brown was an outsider, swept up in the pageantry of the moment. Kotinko Karoi, a young Hungarian aristocrat with a ringside seat, had a sharper eye. The crown was too large for Charles and slipped around his ears, she later wrote. The scepter was heavy, his horse nervous. Charles seemed to shrink under the weight of them. His task was too heavy for his shoulders, to carry the load of a disintegrating empire and a war of which he disapproved.